The following transmission may be monitored for your security by the National Security Agency. NSA, we protect your freedom.
National Security Agency, bored with your conversations. November 13th, 2007. For this on news, this is more Dio. For me, Maryland, agents in the highly secretive wiretapping division of the National Security Agency, also highly secretive, really wish that you would spice up your phone conversations. We're a taxpayer-funded organization, says NSA Director Lieutenant General Keith B. Alexander. In order for us to provide value for your tax dollars, you're going to have to loosen up on the phone. The NSA, whose annual budget is classified spends what some refer to as an ass load of money just to listen to your bicker with your ex-wife. I just prefer to call this ass load of money a whole bunch, just in case there are children listening. NSA documents required via the Freedom of Information Act reveal that there are, in fact, children listening. These children are employees of the NSA Junior, a sub-department of the NSA whose budget is also classified, but driven to be somewhat smaller ass load of money. Analysts who cover NSA Junior
it's
don't
bound
to
be classified, isn't it? I think we should drop the call.
It's becoming interesting. Those who predict the budget of children who spy on those who predict the budget of the adults who spy on you has not yet been stood up. A cursory analysis indicates that the baby NSA department's budget will be an even smaller and potentially adorable ass load of money. You can't pinch pennies when you're trying to catch your gator.
Silly accent come
General
from?
Alexander,
you guys
and you
from
definitely
New York.
Can't skimp when you're trying to filter through millions of phone calls. For your new social ones where people admit how horny they are when they are told by people on the other end of the line just exactly what they are wearing. We're fighting a war here. If you really want to help us, and it's good Americans, you do, interjected NSA Deputy Director Mr. John Inglis. All you have to do is preface every phone call with a quick summary of what you're about to talk about. Keep it simple. Start out with your exact location, followed by a quick physical description of yourself, then move on to a terse summary of the planned conversation, like, I'm going to bomb New York, or honey, I'm so hot for you right now, or perhaps something about the temperature and moistness of your nether regions. Here at the NSA, we're concerned with the safety of the free world. As such, it's vital that we know what are you going to blow up or what type of underwear you are slowly sliding down your silken legs and just how erect your tight pink nipples are. The United States of America, aided by Australia, Canada, New Zealand, and the United Kingdom, operates Echelon, a widely known top secret program that intercepts a wide variety of electronic communications worldwide. While details on the system are clouded by a baffled gap, obfuscation, and misinformation, it is known that the system scours telephone conversations and email messages for terrorist code words for things like bombs, bombing,
he said terrorist. He said bombing.
What are you going to do? Should we interject in the call?
Let's hear all. Maybe he'll see something about boots
or booty
call. Stop
calling your parents. Have an uncomfortable conversation with your mother about your continual failure to prove her with grandchildren. We simply don't want to hear your father lazily inquire about how your car is running. Just because we don't need a warrant to listen to your conversation doesn't mean that we're spying on you just for kicks. That would be sick. Now, tell the person you're calling what you're wearing. Closed Agent X, data mining operative, bottle of lotion at hand. For this unused report... The previous patriotic piece of news has been brought to you by the authorization of the National Security Agency, NSA. We secure your freedom.